All right, beautiful humans, how are you today? I was gonna say, how are we? Well, how are we and how are you? How are you doing today? Thank you for tuning in and listening to this episode. And my intention here is to share a formula that, if you get it, and as my mentor used to say, if you get it, it will change everything. And the formula is, it starts with a deep understanding that our results in our life is a sum total of the things we do and the things we don't do. And this is very clear. But we need to be aware that the things that we don't do and the things we do, that is our behavior, which leads to those results. And 95% of the time, your behavior is unconscious. It's a set of programs. I like to call it programs, and that's what we call your state of being. So your state of being dictates the range of behavior that you operate on, that you unconsciously think, feel, and react a certain way, and feel in your body and mind a certain way. That's what we call a state of being, which is how you think and how you feel and your physiology and your body language. Your internal state as well as your external, right? So everything combined. And what's interesting is that those programs each have multiple ranges of behavior. So if you're in an angry state, you think, feel, and express yourself a certain way. Some people are loud. Some people become abusive. Some people become, they lock in, they get quiet. Everyone's different, right? But everyone behaves a certain way based on the program that allows them to think and feel and react a certain way in that state of being. And 95% of the time, your state of being is unconscious. And that's where really it changes everything, because we need to remember that if the program is kicking in unconsciously throughout my day, throughout my week, throughout my month, what are the triggers that is changing those programs? Number one. Number two, what am I doing and what do I have within my skill set that allows me to change that state of being? Like, how do I change my state? If I'm stuck in an angry state, how do I switch that? I don't want to keep thinking angry thoughts. How do I get out of that? Now, there are modalities and tools throughout that are very effective out there. A lot of them I work with in my practice. However, the nearest tool that everyone has access to that doesn't require much is breath. So through breath, which is using your physiology to change your state of being, because we can change our state both from the inside or from outside, meaning from my perception, from the meaning I'm giving my experience, my state constantly changes from the filters of reality that I'm experiencing my perception of reality now. And that changes my state of being. It changes how I'm thinking and feeling based on the information I'm receiving. But what is interesting is that our state of being, not only does that dictate the range of behavior, it also has an internal sympathetic nervous system versus parasympathetic nervous system that is automatically switching based on the state of being you're on. And breath is one of the gifts that we have, that we hold within us, that gives us access to actually on demand, we can command that from within us to change our state of being. And there's many ways. Breath for me is one of the ultimate ways, one of the fastest ways, easiest way for changing our state of being. And this is why I've been doing breath for over a decade, and why I went into the world of breath, because I believe in it. And I've added that as a credential to the work I do. I'm a Soma instructor, and I find that inducing certain states of being through breath is very powerful, because it can also change the brain waves, which allows us to access the unconscious mind. And then you can do some programming there or reprogramming. So far, if you're following me, we have the results in our life, which is dictated by the behaviors that we have, and 95% of those are unconscious percent of the time, which is dictated by the range of the state we're in, because our state dictates the range of behavior. The way your state is determining how you're perceiving reality, how you're reacting to everyone around you, and which is ultimately allowing you to bring certain results in your life and outcomes and experiences. And a lot of the time there is awareness. So the conscious mind is like, okay, I'm aware that this is not serving me. And we as humans try to do something about it because they know that that state is not serving them for themselves or the relationships around them, but they keep getting triggered. They keep going unconscious. That's where the work lies. The work lies is finding out what those triggers are so you can actually change your state of being so you don't get triggered from the external experience of reality. Because remember, everything in our environment is giving us signals to think and act and behave a certain way. That's why the information you receive and what you filter your information, like from the media you follow or from just the TV programs you watch, from the radio or music you listen to, all of that is information that has an influence and influences and is part of dictating your state of being, changing how you think and feel a certain way. And obviously there is, you know, there are people that know that, so they use information to change your state, to allow you to start to think and feel and behave a certain way. And it was very obvious and clear if you lived through COVID and you watched the news and you could see a very united narrative that was driving a certain thinking, feeling, and behaving. The majority of the world was in extreme anxiety and fear because the information that everyone was receiving was allowing people to perceive a certain reality or a certain way of that what they can anticipate that's going to happen. And now they change their state. And that's where people get stuck in a state. And that predetermines certain behaviors. Remember, if I am aware that when you, the listener, move into a fearful state of being, it's known information that you're going to make decisions that you don't really think very much rational about. You're not very resourceful. You're not reflecting. You're not asking questions because you're just like, I just want to live. I don't want anything to happen to me. I just want to survive and I'm willing to do whatever anyone tells me I need to do, right? Now, that state of being is a non-resourceful state. Generally, it's also a state that is very suggestible. So you can be very high suggestibility, meaning in receiving information and actually applying that information. Like, you know, it's like someone saying to you, I want you to do 1, 2, 3. That's what I want you to do. That's what I recommend you to do. Generally, if you're in an awakened state, you're not fearful. Like, why do you want me to do these steps but if I'm first putting you or you're in already in a fearful state, it's easy for me to say, look, that's the solution. Go for it. This is what you need to do, whatever that solution is. You don't really think much. You just go, okay, if that's the solution, I'm fearful. I want to get out of this. I don't want to feel fear anymore. So I'll just do whatever to get out of that state. But the idea is understanding that that state is dictating your range of behavior. It dictates your decision-making process. It dictates your perception of reality. It dictates how everything. That's the power of states, because you need to think about it. If I want to add a different layer to this, my beautiful listener, think about state as a filter of information as well. So the way you receive information of your reality, how you see people, how you see yourself, based on the state of being you're in, changes. When you're in a happy, confident state of being, you're like, you know, you feel different in your body. You see different things. You see opportunities. You are willing to have different experiences. Step out a little bit more of the comfort zone versus, you know, staying in the comfort zone. So our state dictates a lot in our life. And if we ask ourselves the question, where does the quality of life reside? Is it in our results? Is it in our behavior? Or is it in our state? It's in our state. It's in our state of being. Our state of being is how we're perceiving reality, how we're perceiving ourselves. So if we have that, you know, because you could have the results, but you're not perceiving those results. You could be a the one of the wealthiest persons on the planet, but if you don't see and you only see the world as people want to be with you just because you have the money, that if you perceive it and if you believe that and that's within your conditioning, then you will constantly see that and you will never be happy or fulfilled. You'll feel lost because you don't perceive that until you change that perception, until you change that state of being, and you can. And then you start to see the abundance, the people that actually love you, that you're not a lonely person and you are living a life of abundance and you have the most beautiful, amazing human beings that keep coming into your life. And that's a different perception. That's a different state of being. And this is really like a reminder that we always need to take time to reflect on where are we? What is our autopilot right now? What am I doing? Am I moving towards the reality I want, towards the experience I want to have in the future? What does that even look like? What am I working towards? Am I living in my truth? Or am I doing something because of fear or anger or guilt or whatever? Am I driven by my emotion or am I following in with trust? I'm doing what I feel is my calling, or whatever that is, just being your true self, more importantly, just being authentic, being you, being okay with being you and being okay with being you with the world. And that's very powerful. So guys, my intention with this was to break down that formula, and I trust there's value in this. And I would encourage you to listen to this even one more time, because if you understand this fundamental formula, I like to call it a formula, it's really allows you to see where in the chain, where you are in that chain, and also understand, do I need to do any work on my inner conditioning? Is my program stuck on that and taking me to certain behaviors and eventually certain outcomes, or to outcomes that is not going to be serving me? Or am I on the driving seat, or am I unconscious sitting at the back and I have a driver driving me, the monkey mind, the unconscious mind, the programs? It's just the programs, you know, and you can change those programs. And that's what's so powerful. And that's why I truly love what I do. And I love to always update those programs that are simply not serving my beautiful tribe. And when they change it and they get into alignment and they start to make the decisions and put themselves first and just start to love themselves fully and love life again to the fullest and get excited and inspired. It's so nice to see. It really is. I feel so full in my heart when I experience that and I see it. And it always reminds me, this is why I stepped out of my comfort zone. This is my reward. This is my reward. I chose to step out of my comfort zone to follow what is within me, and that was greater than me. It was greater than me in terms of, you know, what I was conditioned to think that I needed to do or be, versus listening to my inner voice, listening to my truth, following with my heart, following the vibrational frequencies that brings love, abundance, freedom, focus, determination, taking action. This is extremely important for us to all be in that alignment, that truth,